Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Polokwane op na 28, Johannesburg maksimum van 26 grade.
Goeiemôre Thabiso Kambule vir jou vinnige verkeer op die N12 verkeersagteraas op te werk en by die R558 Protea Glen Afrit en Grayston Rylands stadig verkeer daarso dis by die M1 snelweg.
In your sport, Siya Kolisi overcomes injury and Andre Pollard returns to 10 for the box and Cristiano Ronaldo scores the 900th goal of a remarkable career.
Ons begin aan die Oostrand waar 'n syndikaat oopgekrap is wat vervalste dokumente vervaardig het.
Such a police clearance certificate, driver's license, matric certificate, firearm competency certificate, payslip, face value documentation and a medical certificate.
Ekurhuleni Metropolisie sê die vervalste dokumente is in 'n winkel gekry op die hoeke van Voortrekker en Pretoria Weg in Kempton Park. 5 verdagtes is vasgetrek en dit is 'n Suid-Afrikaner, 2 burgers van Malawi en 2 Nigeriërs. Minstens 1 persoon is in die hospitaal nadat hy deur 'n olifant beseer is naby die Kruger Nasionale Wildtuin in Mpumalanga. Die 17-jarige is buite Hazy View beseer deur een van die 6 olifante wat Woensdag uit die wildtuin ontsnap het. Ndalama Ndlovu het aan die SABC gesê hy het nie die olifant gesien toe die dier op hom afgestorm het nie.
I was going to collect some tomatoes in the farm and then I was busy on the phone with some call and then when I realized people were screaming running away and when I looked back I saw an elephant. And they started chasing me and pull out a tree and throw it against me. And then it trapped me with their trampers. And then people, some other people helped me to escape.
Suid-Afrikaanse nasionale parke het sedertdien bevestig dat al 16 olifante nou weer terug is in die wildtuin. Meer by jackrandafm.com. Klik op news. President Cyril Ramaphosa het bevestig dat Suid-Afrika se vorming van 'n regering van nasionale eenheid nie betrekkinge met China sal raak nie. Ramaphosa het die media toegespreek na die afhandeling van die forum oor samewerking tussen China en Afrika in China en hy klem gelê op die versterking van bande met die land. Ramaphosa sê dit sou oorgedra aan China se president Xi Jinping.
We assured him that South Africa will continue to adhere to the policy that we have had of recognizing a one China policy, and we assured him that the coming in of the other 9 parties would not dilute our policy positions.
In Duitsland het die polisie 'n gewapende man doodgeskiet naby die Nazi dokumentasiesentrum en die Israels konsulaat in München. Hy is opgemerk met 'n vuurwapen en 'n skietgeveg het uitgebreek tussen hom en die polisie. Die voorval het gebeur presies 52 jaar na die aanval op Israelse atlete deur die Palestynse militante groep Black September tydens die Olimpiese Spele. En terug by die huis, die naweek skop af met mooi weer en warm en selfs baie warm in Limpopo. Pretoria en Polokwane vandag op na 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela en Malagleni 27, Rustenburg op na 30. Maar as jy reis, winter in die Kaap met 17 grade, Durban 21, Klibbega 18, Bloemfontein 30. Ek skryf dat Susa the top story at the Zawai Syndicate has been discovered in Ekurhuleni that produced various fake documents.
What? Well, where there's a buyer, you know, there's a market. There's a market there. Okay. Dankie, Gerkels. Okay, so jy het gesê, wat 17 grade in die moederstad? Okay, fine. Yeah. Tomorrow, it's going to be round about the same for the rugby. But the good news is, no rain forecast. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're hoping anyway.
I was just about to say, don't go that far into the future with weather.
Exactly.
Just say,
hey, listen,
gold.
Before we just go crazy here, I mean, I know you pay very careful attention to the news and you filter it for all of us on a daily basis. I'm rather astounded to see that the Fire Festival is coming back. They've launched it again. I do not understand. I mean, it's been 7 years since that ill-fated concert organized by Ja Rule and that other lunatic guy.